Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and during the break, all the guys just tried the Boar's Head sandwich, the bacon, pepper jack cheese, wow, egg on an everything bagel croissant. Give your judgments here.
Listen, my caloric intake today is nobody else's business, okay, Allie? Thank you for keeping that to yourself. It was phenomenal. I mean, I was like, what is going on here? I got a bunch of different stuff coming to mind. It was a croissant, had everything seasoning on top of that. It's prime time.
It's hard for me because other than the bacon, bacon's always going to be my favorite thing. You could have a bacon wrap ribeye, and the bacon would be my favorite thing. And even though the ribeye is my favorite piece of meat.
It's the feature, not along for the ride.
Yeah. Okay. So other than that, what was your? Because I ate it too, and it was phenomenal.
I don't know, man. It was ridiculously good, and they have it, the whole setup over there just makes it the look of that makes it taste better.
I'm about to go back for another one.
Yeah, same.
I know.
I was thinking the same thing.
I want to mention this because there are more samples before Mike and Bo get to them. If you're in the area, you can stop by the Boar's Head table right next to us in Publix, and you can try this sandwich that Mike and Bo just indulged on. Did you guys happen to watch any of the awards last night with baseball Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP award? Did you watch that? So they announced, I have to bring this up because they announced his name, and then he leans over and kisses his dog, not his wife.
Stop it.
Not his wife.
I kisses
his dog.
I had a list of five things in my brain that I got to before dog. I was like, okay, his mom. You know what I mean? Like, it happens.
Nope. Kissed his dog.
Tom Brady very famously kissed his dad. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
There was all these things lined up, and you said dog. I was like, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
I have no issue with that.
Well, but kissed his dog and then got up and hugged the rest of his family. And I feel like the wife was the last one to get a hug.
What was the setting? I didn't see it.
In his house.
He's in his house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zoom.
Right.
So it's not exactly like a huge award show. He's just sitting in his house.
Well, I would hope. I hope he's not sitting there with a tuxedo with his dog in the next seat. You know, at the Fox Theater or something.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
I mean, it would. I wouldn't rule it out for some people.
No problem with people wearing tuxedos places, you know, like job interviews and stuff.
Tuxedo T-shirt. Yeah.
It was just a surprising reaction to me, but
I didn't know where you were going. But that's pretty cool.
Congratulations, of course, to Shohei Ohtani. He is the National League MVP of the year. Now, this Sunday, Carolina is coming to town. They're 5-5. Falcons are coming off four losses. Record is 3-6. We all know things need to turn around this weekend. So here's Raheem Morris talking about what he's seeing from Carolina.
You definitely look at it because you got to figure out what happened, what went wrong early, right? And, you know, like a little bit of that was some resiliency of missing those two early, you know, kicks. You know, like you drove the ball down really well and you miss a kick, and that's kind of just hard. Then you drop down again, you miss another one. That's disheartening. And it's disheartening for your offense, but your defense showed great resiliency that day. Man, had a couple turnovers that day, which was uncharacteristic. I think we had two that day, interceptions. I know it was two interceptions for sure. One for a pick six, which is uncharacteristic, as we know, for 10 games in or 11 games in, whatever it's for Michael. We had another pick down the field, gave a couple short fields, whatever the case may be, and our defense was able to go out there and show great resiliency and stand up and play, you know, halfway decent on just an awful day, right? So you got to take that from it, but you definitely got to go look at it so you don't come out and start that way. You know, come out and finish that way, and you can come out and find ways to thrive and get better. So you never wash it. You never put it away. It's there. It's on the cut-ups this week, and you better go look at it.
It's interesting because if you go back and pull like you go back and look through the numbers, and I know Raheem's all stats for losers, whatever. I went back and looked at some of these stats. It has the – it looks like a 10-7 game or a 10-0 football game. Basically, yeah. They had like 230 yards of total offense in this game. You were pretty much right there with them. You know, I was looking at some of Penix's numbers because everyone wants to point at this being – his worst game, and it wasn't. I think the Colts game is his worst game. This one wasn't great, but he targeted Drake and Darnell 19 times, and they only connected on 9 of them. That is not a recipe for winning football. But Raheem talked about it. You drive down the field in the opening drive, and you miss the field goal, and then they drive down and score a touchdown, and then you come back and you either turn the ball over somewhere. You know, in good field position for them, or you miss another one, right? So the game, and then the pick. This I think it's 10-0 when the pick six happens.
Yeah,
and it makes it 17. That's when the game kind of got tilted towards them, and you had to go away from things because that was what midway through the third quarter. So now you have to kind of go away from what you want to do, which is running the football, which you did okay. And Bijan had 72 yards on 13 carries. He's running almost a 6-yard clip. Things were working. But the reality is you go look at 30-0, and if you read the stat line alone, you would not say that was a 30-0 football game.
No, you definitely wouldn't. And I think we talked about that afterwards. You said you think Indianapolis was Michael Penix's worst game.
I do.
I have a hard time believing that. And granted, I know the completion percentage way down last week. But when you look at the overall game, if you go back and watch and just look at footwork, timing, the fact that you did throw two picks, which you didn't throw last week, you had no connection with anybody. At least in the first half this past weekend, you could say, okay, some things were marinating. You were trying to get the ball to Darnell, whatever else it may be. But I feel like in that Carolina game the first time around, just nothing. Nothing was going right, and that's why you got such a lopsided result. It was frustrating to watch. And that's the thing is you look at the last couple of weeks, and anybody, in my opinion, that's been calling for Raheem's job over the last couple of weeks, they were doing that 2 weeks ago. You're talking about 2-1 seeds in the NFL that you've lost to by an extra point and in overtime the last couple of weeks. The Carolina game is the outlier, right? When you look at Carolina and look at 30-0, doesn't even seem realistic in terms of what this team, the product this team put on the field, and Michael Penix as well. So hopefully they can get it squared away. I know that off the start of the year we talked about this franchise, this team making a run. The conversation always revolved around you got to win the games you're supposed to win, and this is a game that you're supposed to win. But Carolina has made a living this year off winning these games that they're not supposed to win, and hopefully they can't do it again this weekend.
Well, I think we've all kind of heard the conversation around Michael Penix that something just seems a little bit off. And so Zach Robinson addressed this, talking about how he doesn't believe Penix's mental clock is off.
Yeah, I can't say because he's also had some really good reps, you know, throughout the season too. And again, those third and longer, you know, when you're trying to get stuff, you know, past the sticks and make sure that you can convert that third down, it is going to take a tick and you need that extra click to hold up in pro. So I don't feel that way from him, you know, personally. But, you know, again, we got to block better around him. We got to make sure that we do get the right signals when he gets to the right check. All those things, you know, have a factor of it. And then just throwing and catching and executing when we can.
Yeah, the clock is one thing in your head, but to me there's a confidence. There's clearly a confidence thing, and he kind of feels like he's riding the ebbs and flows of the games, and then that's when the confidence thing is creeping in. You could tell late in that game he had no confidence when he was throwing the football. And his footwork is also definitely an issue, and Arch has talked about it. It's one of I am, I guess, in the minority that I'm not anti-pistol, like the rest of Falcons country apparently is anti. Oh, the pistol's the cause of everything. But there is something about quarterbacks that live in a shotgun pistol that it kind of the footwork thing becomes an issue because you get a little lazy in the pocket. Because in Arch and I have talked about this, and I'm never going to try to recreate what he tells me because I'm going to screw it up, and he'll come over the top and hit me in the head. But the reality is when they're just dropping back, there's something about keeping your feet lively, right? And right. kind of alive is a term. Your feet kind of go dead, and his feet are kind of going dead on him. And then he is using just arm strength, which is not enough at times. Some of these,
no.
especially these long out routes, you know, those far hash throws. Mike, you know how that's a the football field is a lot longer than people realize in width wise.
Yeah,
and so that's a long throw, and so that's hurting. And then I tend to believe that that kind of flows in confidence. But when he was on the move and he's willing to leave the pocket when it's necessary.
I think he is, and one of the interesting things to me, I'm glad you bring it up, the mechanics that we've and it's been a big talking point. I remember used to watch like Drew Brees and some of the quarterbacks, and I wouldn't put Tom Brady in that conversation, but I used to watch some of these quarterbacks, and it felt like the check down or the swing pattern out in the flat was like their first read. You know what I mean? It's almost like if I get this coverage, I'm going straight to Bijan. Or whoever, you know, whoever, fill in the blank in terms of the running back. I feel like it's obviously it's a safety outlet for him, which is fine, and that's usually how offenses are structured in that, but it's like first read, second read, third read, safety outlet, and he's so late getting there at times that it forces that bad kind of footwork where he's like, oh, my clock's late. I can't even afford time to move my feet, and I'm just going to sling it out wide. You know what I mean? And that's when you go back and look at the Panthers, that's why you get the pick six. Right, because you're so late getting there, and the mechanics are bad. I do wonder about long-term health, though, in terms of his arms. When you do look at some of the slow-mos of him throwing and how the elbow's so far down, I don't see how that's something that if you get enough repetitions over the course of a year, that's something that's not going to give him problems with his elbow. So I think there's so much to it. There's so much footwork with it. But you know, going back to Zach's comments about the timing, I think that's really what I look at. I think the mechanics are bad. Because the timing is a little bit late, and I think that when your clock is going and you're going, oh well, pressure in my face, whatever else it may be, you're going to do whatever you can to get it out of your hand, and that's what's led to intentional groundings, that's what's led to interceptions at times, and that's what's led to really a maddening output from this passing game.
What do you think was the number one priority this week when they got back from Berlin? Like, let's get to work. What's the thing they're focusing on with Michael Penix?
I think that they probably, and people are going to laugh at this, but I really do feel this way. I think they probably spent a lot of time over the last couple of days running routes on air. Because it's not that, you know, the contested catches have been there for like Drake. But the timing on some of these out routes, the bench routes, the posts, things like that, where you're just throwing a Darnell and you need to play throw and catch, it's been off. And so you back that up to a 10 hours on the way home? 9 hours on the way home?
9.5 hours. Nine hours and 29 minutes.
There you go. 9 hours and 29 minutes on the way home. You don't have the bye week like you used to have after the European game. And I think that you get back and look and go, dude, we don't put on the pads to actually get better in this capacity. This is footwork. This is timing. This is spacing. This is throwing to a spot and making sure you're putting it in their windows where they can go get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, I do want to talk about some parts of our offense and where we could take advantage of Carolina's defense. We'll do that around 7 o'clock. But this Saturday, tomorrow from noon to 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Rick Case Kia in Duluth. We're going to be getting ready for this Falcons-Carolina game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a Yeti cooler, other prizes, and someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's tomorrow, noon to 2 at Rick Case Kia. But right now, this morning, you can come by Flowery Branch. We're hanging out at Publix. Corey, Tim, Daniel, and Jen are all taking care of us today. It's early, but they are open, so please stop on by. It's 5900 Spout Springs Road. And coming up, we're going to get into the NCAA situation putting Michigan on probation. Plus, we've got my Mac drop. I mean, who doesn't love to play The Price is Right? We're going to do it.
This ought to be good.
We're going to do that next, live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.